everyone, this is Veronica Kirilenko of the New American Magazine. We're here in Washington, D.C. attending CPAC, and our first guest today is Andrew Ritter, a former senior advance representative in Trump's White House, a current advisor to Carrie Lake, and the CEO of the Advanced Technology,
Liberation Technology Services, yes, or Liberation Tech.
Well, thank you so much. Well, Andrew, please tell us what you did for President Trump.
Yeah, so during my time in the White House, I had the pleasure of serving 4 years in the administration. And for the last 2 years, I was one of President Trump's senior advance leads for operations and logistics. Basically, what that means is whenever the president was leaving the White House, there were four of us. So one of the four of us would be in charge of the team or delegation putting everything on. So we'd go in out anywhere from a week to 3 weeks ahead. It didn't matter if it was a policy event, a rally, or a major international summit. One of the four of us were out there. We would set up all the operations, the logistics, the optics, really making sure that the administration, the American people, and the president's agenda were clearly communicated in a way that, showed the strength of America and the agenda of the America First policy.
How did you get involved with the Carrie Lake?
So it's more or less kind of all the same. I think that it's a lot of hard work and diligence. And from there, people like Carrie, like President Trump, they realize hard work and talent. And so, I was brought on through, some mutual connections. And, we came in the last couple of months to just really ensure that she had all the tools and resources that she needed to run her campaign successfully and in a way that displayed her how we got to know her, which is a very composed, driven individual in the race for all the right reasons.
Andrew, are you one of those advisors who tell her not to budge and to fight for her election case tooth and nail?
Well, I think that Carrie Lake, President Trump, any candidate that's out there, there are certain values that we have to stand by. As conservatives, we have to stay true to our ground. Over the last couple of decades, we've seen the left inch further and further to the left. That's how we find ourselves in some of these very weird conversations socially and throughout our society, whether it's story times or different agendas that we're not really sure how we got here, but it's a result of conservatives not holding firm and letting one step to the left and then another step, and then continually over years they're able to really shift the conversation in society to match kind of their far left agendas and policies.
And how did you start getting concerned with the power of big tech?
Right, so during my time in the 2020 election, we are on the front lines, we're seeing everything, we're seeing the tens of thousands of people show up every single day to these rallies in the most random parts of America, because at that time with COVID, we were going to small little regional airports and filling it with 56,000, 60,000 people, right? And then seeing everything that came out and, seeing reports afterwards about how big tech was using not only their technology, but their leverage over our perception and our everyday lives, it became evident that the conservatives, the Christians, those that don't fit inside the left's ideological box, it became obvious that we didn't have our own infrastructure. And so that's what we started to do. There was a report that said, something like 12 or 13% of Democratic voters, if they heard about the Hunter Biden laptop story, they wouldn't have voted for him. That's an election right there. There were other reports that said Google algorithm would alter the search results. So if you're a conservative saying, where is my voting precinct? It'd be on page 5 or 6. If you're a Democrat registered voter, it's going to be on the homepage. Have you voted? Find your precinct and all of these things. And it became evident that, the left is leveraging that against us and using it to really push down the conservative values. And, we thought that that was unjust and needed to be addressed.
Is it why you started? Did you found the Liberation Technology Services? Are you the founder, or you're
yes,
just serving as the CEO?
I'm founder and CEO. Founded it with a team of patriotic, dedicated Americans that came from all parts of the sector, right? Whether they were political or non-political, small organizations, or some of the largest providers out there. you know, they said enough is enough. We're going to work for a company and put our skills to work at, you know, something that's going to make a difference. And that's what we're doing every single day.
So please tell us in more detail about the services that you provide.
Right, so we offer a secure cloud solution. So we have several facilities here in the United States that we provide our cloud out of. And so we can host websites and apps. We also have a variety of tools to allow for people to get off of Gmail and Zoom and Dropbox and all of these companies that still try to sway our input. You know, we have a new product coming out called Liberation Campaign, and it's an email marketer. And, you know, last year, one of the biggest stories was the fact that the RNC, all of their email campaigns were being suppressed, and it was going to spam, and it was going to their promotional inbox. We saw MailChimp and Constant Contact do similar things to Christian and conservative organizations. So we're launching products to help rectify that and allow for people to get off of those platforms that don't align with their values, right? And, you know, not only do I think it's important to vote at the ballot, but it's also important to vote with your wallet, right? And so, you know, we're providing the solutions that people can actually do that.
How did big tech get so big and so intrusive? And how do these algorithms work? And please explain how these mechanisms work.
Right, so it's basically, well, first off, big tech was able to grow because there was zero oversight from the federal government. You know, Section 230 kind of gives them immunity from being held responsible. And then, you know, over time, they were able to leverage through lobbying and campaign efforts to really ingrain. And, you know, in the early days, I don't believe that their founders had the intention for this. But we saw the infiltration of, you know, kind of very liberal ideology into these companies. And just like our society, you see the culture of those companies begin to change. And so what they're able to do is they take algorithms, basically code or formulas, an if-then kind of situation, and they can say, well, we want to alter it. If you're a Democrat, you get X, Y, and Z. If you're a conservative, you can get X, Y, and Z, because all this information is public. And, you know, here in the United States, big tech companies collect hundreds of thousands of data points on us. You know, they know more about us in a lot of cases than we know about ourselves. And it's sometimes terrifying to consider that. And so, you know, we are a zero knowledge company, meaning we do not mine, monitor, or monetize any of our clients' data. We don't take it. We look at ourselves as a utility service. We make sure your information comes in and goes out, and we don't really care from there what you're doing or who you are.
The other week, House Judiciary Committee issued subpoenas to the CEOs of Alphabet, Amazon, Microsoft, and Meta to obtain documents and all the communications they had with the federal government. How do you feel about the future of this probe?
Well, I think it's interesting. I have a lot of faith in, you know, the conservative House and, you know, really digging into these issues, right? But at the same time, Google, AWS, you know, all these big tech firms, when you look at the federal reports, they're some of the biggest donors and lobbyist efforts in Washington, D.C. So will drastic impact change? I think that we'll get there and start the movement, but I believe in 24, 25, you know, once we have all three chambers back under conservative control, I hope to see real data privacy rights and laws come into place, because, you know, with Twitter files, I think it exposed how a very small, unelected, kind of masked individuals are able to go and shape the conversation here in the United States. And, you know, just with their cultural ideology, they work hand in hand with the Democratic Party and campaigns. And so when you have companies with that amount of influence working with only one side, helping leverage the message and essentially being a not only spokesperson, but kind of crisis control, crisis comms, you know, that puts, you know, half this nation's population at a severe disadvantage. And, you know, I think it's important that we get into the place where, you know, users, you know, everyday individuals, their privacy is protected. These companies don't have the ability to go out, collect all this information, and then turn around and use it against us.
So the theme of the CPAC this year is protecting America now. So what's your message of hope to Americans who try to protect their freedom of speech today?
Right. Well, you know, it's important to, you know, make sure, like I said earlier, vote with your wallet. Right. So if there are conservative platforms out there, you need to go with those platforms instead of, you know, the big tech ones, because ultimately, you know, the conservatives over the last couple of years, there's been some phenomenal technology that's been built, you know, both within Liberation and all the other, you know, conservative groups. And, you know, if you're really that concerned about it, but you're still using Gmail, that's a problem. Right? If you're out there still giving your money to MailChimp and GoDaddy and those kind of things that have proven that they don't align with you, you know, you're kind of creating and feeding into the same problems that we've seen for the last, you know, couple of years now. So, you know, it's a great time to be in America. It's a very exciting time. It's so much innovation taking place right now. So, you know, go out and check out all of these different technologies and companies and start supporting them, because not only is it important to support the conservative candidates that are running in your local race, but it's also important to support the conservative businesses, both in technology, but also, you know, the small businesses in your local community and other things like that.
Andrew, thank you so much for your time. That was Andrew Rito, everyone. I'm Veronica Kirilenko.